Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Ki. Although the demons who take possession of the government are addressed like men of government, they do not know the duty of the government. Consequently, by the arrangement of God, such demons who possess great military strength fight with one another, and thus the great burden of the demons on the surface of the earth is reduced. The demons increase their military power by the will of the Supreme, so that their numbers will be diminished and the devotees will have a chance to advance in Krishna consciousness. Purport. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 4.8, Paritranaya sadhunam vinasaya cha duskritam dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. The sadhus, the devotees of the Lord, are always eager to advance the cause of Krishna consciousness so that the conditioned souls may be released from bondage of birth and death. But the asuras, the demons, impede the advancement of the Krishna consciousness movement, and therefore Krishna arranges occasional fights between different asuras who are very much interested in increasing their military power. The duty of government or king is not to increase military power unnecessarily. The real duty of government is to see that the people of the state advance in Krishna consciousness. For this purpose, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 4.13, Chatur Varnam Maya Srishtim Guna Karma Vibhagashah. According to the three modes of material nature and the work ascribed to them, the four divisions of human society were created by me. There should be an ideal class of men who are bona fide Brahmins, and they should be given all protection. Namo Brahmani Devaya Go Brahmanitaya Cha. Krishna is very fond of Brahmanas and cows. The Brahmins promulgate the cause of advancement in Krishna consciousness, and the cows give enough milk to maintain the body in the mode of goodness. The Kshatriyas and the government should be advised by the Brahmins. Next, the Vaisyas should produce enough foodstuff, and the Sudras, who cannot do anything beneficial on their own, should serve the three higher classes, the Brahmins, Kshatriyas, Vaisyas. This is the arrangement of Supreme Personality of Godhead, so that the conditioned soul will be released from the material condition and return home back to Godhead. This is the purpose of Krishna's descent on the surface of the earth. Paritranaya sadhunam vinasaya cha duskritam. Everyone must understand Krishna's activities. Janma karma cha me divyam. If one understands the purpose of Krishna's coming to this earth and performing his activities, one is immediately liberated. This liberation is the purpose of the creation and Krishna's descent upon the surface of the earth. Demons are very much interested in advancing a plan by which people will labor hard like cats and dogs and hogs. But Krishna's devotees want to teach Krishna consciousness to that people will be satisfied with plain living and Krishna conscious advancement. Although demons have created many plans for industry and hard labor so that people will work day and night like animals, This is not the purpose of civilization. Such endeavors are jagato ahitam, ahita. That is, they are meant for the misfortune of the people in general. Kshatriya, such activities lead to annihilation. One who understands the purpose of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, should seriously understand the importance of the Krishna consciousness movement and seriously take part in it. One should not endeavor for ugra karma or unnecessary work for sense gratification. Nunam pramatto kurute vikarmo yad indriya pritaya apnoti Bhagavatam 5.5.4. Simply for sense gratification, people make plans for material happiness. Maya sukhaya baram udvadhato vimudhan. Bhagavatam 7.9.43. They do this because they are all vimudhas, rascals. For flickering happiness, people waste their human energy, not understanding the importance of the Krishna consciousness movement, but instead accusing the simple devotees of brainwashing. Demons may falsely accuse the preachers of the Krishna consciousness movement, but Krishna will arrange a fight between the demons in which all their military power will be engaged and both parties of the demons will be annihilated. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salaka Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rup Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam. He Krishna Karuna Sindha Dina Bandha Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kant Radha Kant Namastate Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advait Gadadhar Srivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Namo Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prestaya Bhutale, Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine, Namaste Saraswate Deve, Gauravani Pracharine, Nirvishesh Nivadi Pachata Deshatarine. Aksoini hi nam patibir asurai nrupa lanchanai bhuva akramya manaya abharaya krutodhyama. Although the demons who take possession of the government are dressed like men of government, they do not know the duties of government. Consequently, by the arrangement of God, such demons who possesses great military strength fight with one another, and thus the great burden of demons on the surface of the earth is reduced. The demons increase their military power by the will of the Supreme, so that their numbers will be diminished and the devotees will have a chance to advance in Krishna consciousness. Very profound information is given here, and that is how Krishna consciousness can be spread. Prabhupada always stressed this point of preaching Krishna consciousness. That is number one priority in our institution. So, Krishna devises different plans, and this is one of the plans. And that is, the earth is overburdened by demons periodically. It just more demons rule than devotees. That is how it looks like. So Krishna devises one of the plan here, and it is stated that demons, they increase their military power to remain in power. So, controlling the whole globe. So, Dasyu Raja, Rupina, Bhokshyanti Praja Sarve. Dasyu, thieves, rogues, they will take up this important post, head of the state, and misuse all the resources just to be in power and increase the kingdom. So, increasing kingdom and ruling is not a problem. The problem is demon-like nature. If the king is Krishna conscious, wonderful. That's how Krishna wants. But here, the appearance of Lord is described to Dvinasaya Chaduskrita. And another plan here is stated that he kills or he arranges everybody to, all these demons to be killed. They increase their military power to fight one another and then finish them all. And then devotee go underground while fight is going on. Prabhupada advises what devotee should do. What devotee should do when there is a war. The Prabhupada says that devotee should go underground, maintain their cool, and when the war is over, come out and preach vigorously. So people will be very ready, because they must be harassed by war and no eating, no sleeping, no peace, harass. So people will be very ready to absorb Krishna consciousness, to take up Krishna consciousness. So, right now, when we scrutinize how the world is going in which direction, it's completely misguided. Materialism, all gadgets, and all exploitation of everything, exploiting Mother Earth, exploiting Mother Cow, exploiting devotees called Brahmins. Actually, Prabhupada says, go Brahman Hitaya cha. The human culture, best culture of humanity, can only be maintained in serenity or in mode of goodness is by cows and Brahmins. But there are no Brahmins. Even in India nowadays, all Brahmins are diminished next to nothing. There are no Brahmins in India nowadays. Very rarely you can find real Brahmins. There are, but very, very, it used to be like culture. Even in my hometown, one part of the area is just allocated to Brahmins. No other Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra will be there. It's just a division. Vaishya on one side, Brahmins on another side, and Sudras on third side. And Kshatriya are somewhere else, they're ruling. So that this was very beautifully divided in old days, 60, 70, 80 years ago. But nowadays, there is no Brahmins. All Brahmins are, because nobody is supporting them. And also another reason is they are also corrupt. They don't deliver what they should deliver. They should deliver Krishna consciousness. Rather, they deliver some kind of magic stone or magic bead, Rudraksh or some vastu. Or all this is good, but real deliverance by Brahmins is Krishna consciousness. That they are missing. So Krishna has to find some another means of preaching. Brahmins are corrupt. And every single cow in India used to go to slaughterhouse nowadays. Not old days. Old days they were naturally dying in the town, and then Sudras will take that body and dissect it or whatever they have to do. But nowadays, I'm sorry, I don't want to get into this thing, but this is the situation. Tractors, that's all. Used to be so many auction, everything simple, no tractor. That is about 40, 50 years ago. No tractors. Nowadays, in a small villages, small farmer, tractors. That means every single bull or male cow has to go to the slaughterhouse. No tilting of land or not working with auction. Used to be that auction used to be transporting people as well as the goods. And now trucks and cars and change. Everything is totally changed. So go Brahmana Hitayacha, finished. So what can be done? Krishna has to devise some means to revive Krishna consciousness. So then next plan can be that whoever devise all this irreligiosity, let them be finished. So then devotees underground, they will come out on the ground and then preach and re-establish, like Krishna is re-establishing in Bhagavad Gita by personally engaging himself in the war. Krishna doesn't have to personally get engaged to kill the demons. Here is one plan. They increase military power, and with one button, one person from one country has to go mad. And that's all it's going to take. That's all. It's, everything is on button. Everything on button. One person presses button, whole globe is finished. That kind of military power they have. They don't have to have in military. Nowadays, they have devised all this nuclear weapons in such a way that pressing the button, whole globe is finished. Such is the precarious condition. We can be finished any minute. That is demons. They should spend all this money to preach Krishna consciousness, rather increase the military strength. So Krishna doesn't... Actually Krishna's plan. This is Krishna's plan. So, then Krishna's other plan can be, he comes personally, yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutthana madharmasya tadatmanam sujamya paritranaya sadhunam vinasaya cha duskritam dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. Either he comes yuge yuge or he sends one of his incarnation. And he can do many ways. He can, just by his will, he can finish everything. Just by sending some devotee. A devotee can be so powerful, like Srila Prabhupada. Of course, he had very little time. But some devotees like that can establish religious principle by becoming a guru to the all Kshatriya kings, presidents or prime ministers, whoever, all prime minister, president, kings, they can become disciple of Jagadguru like Srila Prabhupada. That's another plan, Shaktavesha Avatar. Sometime he comes personally. Sometimes Queen Kunti gives very good reasons, and his main reason is that he comes to give pleasure to his devotees. Queen Kunti says in 32:1-8:32. He says, kechit ahur jam jatam punya slokasya kirtaye yadohi priyasyan vayaye malayasyeva chandanam. Some say that the unborn is born for the glorification of pious kings, and others say that he is born to please King Yadu, one of your dearest devotees. You appear in his family as sandalwood appears in the Malaya hills. So Queen Kunti is saying that some say like this, some say like that. And one of the reasons that you appear is that you wanted to give pleasure to your, or please, you wanted to please your devotees such as Yadu, Mother Jasoda, Prushnigarbha and Uttapa. Actually Prushnigarbha, I think next loka is describing that. She is describing that. So, just like Chandan, sandalwood, is very much produced in Malaysia, nowadays Malaysia, because it's tropics and nice weather, Chandan is produced there and it is very famous. So, Chandan is very expensive also, special. So similarly, when Krishna, special Krishna, when he appeared in Malaysia like Yadu dynasty, Krishna is appearing to please his devotees. And this is one of the reasons. And next loka, she is saying that apare vasudevasya devakyam yachitobhyagat ajahatvayamasya yekshemaya vadaya cha suratvisha. Others say that since both Vasudeva and Devaki prayed for you, you have taken your birth as their son. Undoubtedly, you are unborn, yet you take your birth for their welfare and to kill those who are envious of the demigods. So others say that Vasudeva and Devaki as a Prushnigarbha and Uttapa. Sirada Gokulananda Sitaram Lakshmananamanji ki. So some say that Vasudeva and Devaki prayed for you, so you appeared as their son. So you are undoubtedly unborn. Krishna is unborn. Janma karma cha me divyam evam yoveti tattvatah tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mameti so Arjuna. So janma karma cha me divyam, appearance and disappearance of Krishna is transcendental. Those who know this, that Krishna but appearance and disappearance is transcendental, they never take birth again. So in other words, to know Krishna as Supreme Personality of Godhead, unborn, you take your birth for their welfare. So, Krishna likes to give pleasure to his devotees. And that's why he gets birth. This is the main reason. He can do everything, annihilate demons, everything by one pressing button like demons nowadays. Merely by his desire he can do. But he cannot give pleasure to his devotees. His devotees like Prushnigarbha and Vasudeva and Devaki, they want Krishna as their child. And they want to have pleasure having him as a child. So he cannot send one of his incarnations and, okay, you give pleasure to my devotees. No, that's cannot be. He has to personally appear. So this was the case when he appeared to Devaki and Vasudeva. He wanted to give pleasure to his devotees. So one Akbar king of at that time, he was ruling India. He had many Hindu ministers, advisors. So one of that was Birbal. So king joking with Birbal that, see, our Allah, he doesn't run like your God. He is running here and there and appearing and taking birth and womb of the mother and our God is great, Allah is great. Allah so Akbar. He doesn't. Birbal says that I'll tell you after 2-3 days time why he appears, why he comes. So then Birbal devise a nice statue of his newly born, about 6, 7, 8 month old baby, Akbar's baby, and told one of the maid servant to wrap around and only face can be seen, and bring, just like blanket they wrap around, then bring this baby when we walk along the shore of Jamuna on Red Fort. Right next to Red Fort is Jamuna was flowing there. So king was walking, taking morning walk with Birbal and his bodyguards. And so they were walking like this, and this servant brought that baby, statue baby. And Akbar saw that, oh, this is my son, why is he bringing here my son? And then all of a sudden, Birbal catch hold of this baby and threw it into Jamuna. And the Akbar immediately jumped into Jamuna, saving, oh, my son, he just jumped into Jamuna. And then brought that statue back outside. And then Birbal says, see, I was walking with you, you could have ordered me to jump in. Why did you? You might have drowned. And your soldiers, bodyguards are walking with you. You might have ordered them to save your child. And they would have saved. Why did you jump in? So, this is the reason why our God comes in this material world. Personal pleasure, to give personal interaction, personal dealings with his devotees. He wants to appear. He has to appear. When on devotees call, he has to appear. They call him with love and devotion. And he cannot avoid this transcendental attraction. So that's why our Lord comes. So I was reading that Queen Kunti's prayers. One more sloka maybe I'll read. And it is very nice. Queen Kunti is praying. He says, Bharavataranye Bhuo Nava Ivododo Siddhanya Bhuri Bharena Jatohi Atma Bhuvarthita. He says, others say that the world, being overburdened like a boat at sea, is much aggrieved at that Brahma, who is your son, prayed for you, and so you have appeared to diminish the trouble. So others say, why you appear? That this world is overburdened like a boat at the sea, overburdened and drowned. So much aggrieved, earth, bhumi, much aggrieved. Sorry. Is much aggrieved. Others say that the world, being overburdened like a boat at sea, is much aggrieved. And that Brahma, who is your son, prayed for you. And so you have appeared to diminish the trouble. So Krishna, he appears when demigods, they go to the shore of Kshir Sagar, and they all demigods, Brahma, Shiva, Indra, Chandra, Surya, Varun, Brahaspati, Saraswati, they all go to this bank of Kshir Sagar and pray to Kshirodakshay Vishnu with Purusha Sukta, Sahastra Sirashaha Purushaha. And Lord appears to relieve the burden of the earth. Some say, next sloka, and yet others say that you appear to rejuvenate the devotional service of hearing, remembering, worshipping, and so on, in order that the conditioned souls suffering from material pangs might take advantage and gain liberation. So others say that you appear to rejuvenate devotional service, Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Sakyam, Dasyam, Atmanivedanam. That is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Some say that you appeared to establish this devotional service. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to do that. Krishna Varnam Tvishayam Krishna Sangopangasta Parshadam Yajnai Sankirtan Prayar Yajanti Sumedashaha. Sumedashaha, very intelligent people, will worship Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who appeared in this age of Kali Yuga with his antaraj, and he will propagate by practicing Nama Sankirtan, and he will teach how to, or he will re-establish his devotional service, how to perform mainly congregational chanting, kirtan. So he comes to establish his worship, such as Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Pada Sevanam. So, I haven't touched whole purport, but Paritranaya Sadhunam Vinasaya Chastaskritam. And then Prahlad Maharaj goes on to say, Maya Sukhaya Nunam Pramattu Kurute Vikarmo, etc. But my time is almost up. Any question anybody has?